vegan, because our love is bigger than our stomach.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Acara kami menyediakan banyak bahasa. Silakan lihat suprememastertv.com/schedule.
People live underground, about 5 million of them. In different countries. Some in Japan, Taiwan, America. Not in Europe, no. Yeah, spread out under the ground.
Why?
Well, in the old times when they had been persecuted, and then they went down there, you know, small groups, to hide from persecution. And then later they just continued to live like that and have family and everything, but they're okay.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aloxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, Dutch, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Siz Neshyasiniz means how are you in Azerbaijani, the official language of Azerbaijan. My name is Sara. The fun-loving people of Azerbaijan are grateful to all kind and compassionate people like you who aid the less fortunate. The Azerbaijan Democratic Republic is a beautiful country located in southwestern Asia. Rising in the north are the Great Caucasus Mountains with their snow-capped peaks, alpine lakes, tundra, and forests. In the nation's center, the Kura River flows through the large lowland. Azerbaijan also hosts UNESCO-listed sites like the medieval old city in the capital Baku and Gobustan Reserve with its thousands of prehistoric rock art pieces. To preserve the environment, the Azeri government sponsors large-scale tree planting as well as eco-corridors of the Caucasus, a program that links protected land across countries. Azeri youth are also part of environmental groups like EcoFront. Their enthusiastic efforts have brought success and expanded involvement in projects that restore nature and preserve wildlife. Today's Azerbaijan is a harmonious blend of traditional culture and modern life. As both a democratic and secular Muslim country, its citizens proudly value their multiculturalism and tolerance for all beliefs. Time-honored music styles like Mugam are still performed across the land. At the same time, the capital city Baku is graced with buildings like the Heydar Aliyev Cultural Center, whose curved design symbolizes the connection of past and present. It was delightful to share glimpses of the captivating scenery of Azerbaijan with you, jubilant viewers. We pray that world peace will soon shine like a bright light on our beautiful world. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurant Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Be Your Children's Best Friend, Part 6 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on January 7, 2006 in Surrey, UK.
But I tell you what, it's still very good already. There are some people who live under the ground and they use artificial light and artificial sky. What do you mean? Yeah, you know them? Do you know them?
I know the story.
Story only?
No, I know kids that they get that sand.
What?
Because there's so little light. I think it's in Alaska that they go to a hospital. They go to receive light because they don't see the light. I don't know exactly where it was.
Alaska? No.
No, it's...
I talk about something else. Anybody knows about that? People who live underground, about 5 million of them. In different countries. Some in Japan, Taiwan, America. Not in Europe, no. Yeah, spread out under the ground.
Why?
Well, in the old times when they had been persecuted, and then they went down there, you know, small groups, to hide from persecution. And then later they just continued to live like that and have family and everything. But they're okay. They have artificial sunlight and it's just like normal. Yeah.
Do they never get out?
They do get out, but secretly, you wouldn't know it. They have their documents and travel documents. They go and exchange in equipment and food and stuff. Yeah. They are very civilized. Very, very developed. Yeah, technically. And they're very highly spiritual as well. They have some masters at 4th level, at least, teaching them. Yeah. They know me. So they keep the tradition like that. They don't really like people on the top too much. They have bad experiences. And they prefer to stay down there. Yeah, they're happy. Okay.
Do they look like us?
Yes. Just taller.
It's the story of some children that were found in England, green children.
Green children, they're different. It's not this different. They're much taller, though. Yeah. Green children, where from?
They came out of a cave somewhere in England.
Oh, okay. That's probably different. It's not the same ones. Green maybe because they don't have enough nutrition. They just eat too much grass and leaves and all that, you know, so changed. Remember the story of Milarepa? He became green and green hair and everything. And people ask him, are you a ghost or are you a human? Very small and green, skinny, yeah. They say, you are what you eat, remember? Remember Popeye with the spinach? Yeah, these are different people that I'm talking about. No? They're taller. Some are taller, some are just like us. Some may be smaller. They are very, very good people. They just don't like the upper planet dwellers too much because their mentality is different. They are more different. They are more well-behaved, more spiritual, yeah? Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind if we have somewhere like that to hide. Sometimes the system of the world is also very overwhelming for me because we are all honest and simple, you know? And just, especially me, because I became famous and it can be difficult at times because of the system, you know, so tight and so sometimes very ungracious, yeah, yeah. Very difficult for me also. So I can understand them. Why they want to be themselves down there, you know, without contacting too much with us, with the earth people. Like the upper level earth people. They're lower level, low level earth people. But they are spiritual. They don't eat much, you know, and they are very, very good. Some are very tall, very tall. Yeah, maybe up here we have everything, we have the sun and all that, but sometimes we also work in the office the whole day anyway, we don't see much of the sun. Yeah? And especially in England, you don't have to work in the office to be away from the sun. So there's not much difference, is there, huh? Not much, yeah. And some people are afraid of the sun also, you know, for the skin and sensitive. Yeah, at one point I really would like to just go underground, just be self-sufficient. These people, they're very discreet, they're very secretive. You can't meet them. Sometimes they come up to the earth, but you don't know them. Yeah, you don't know them. They don't want to be known. They're very discreet. They come in and come out in a secret location. Nobody sees them come in and come out. Even if you stay in front of the entrance, you will not know it. Because they have technique to hide it. Their technology is high. Yes. Some is higher than us even. In some aspects. No? Yeah. So they have enough. They are sufficient to live. They don't need the people up here. Of course, a little bit. Sometimes they go up and buy metal or stuff, you know, to construct their own machines and their own necessities. But that's all they do.
How long have they been underground, Master?
Oh, a long time. Long, long time. Maybe a couple of hundred years, huh?
Do they grow their food?
Yeah, they do. They do. They have artificial means to do that. And they buy some from here.
Where do they live?
Underground. I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I don't want to let anybody know where they live. Not just you, but, you know, other people will know, and then they might go hunt them and disturb them and watching them, you know, I know where they live. Some in Japan, some in Taiwan, some in America, but that's all you should know. Okay? They want to be left alone. That's the way it is. we should respect their wish, and they rightly deserve so. If I could, I would go underground myself. Peace is better than any other things. Huh? After a while, you learn that to have a peaceful life is really good, good. That's what they want, you see? And they're very disciplined. They don't let themselves be, exposed to the world. Because that would be the end of their peaceful living. And you never know what the authorities think of them and want to do with them. You know what I mean? They may jail them, interrogate them, and put words in their mouth or whatever, you know. I don't mean England, but I mean it could be anywhere that people are suspicious of something strange, you know, different from them. They will subject them to all kinds of suffering. That's why you should not know where they live. Because if you don't know, you don't tell. Okay. Any good questions? No? Yeah. Tell me.
A lot of people would like to come and see you from all over Europe.
No, not today.
No, not today. But I just wanted to find out what is your view on that? What do you want to happen so we can make the arrangements?
No, at the moment, not too late.
Okay.
I don't know what's next.
Because you see, a couple of people have been asking me over the messenger, mm-hmm. and I've said to them nothing at all because I didn't know what is your wish, because I don't want to subject you to any trouble.
Yeah, so, it's okay. Forget it.
Yeah?
Forget it. Yeah. Oh, never mind. Don't worry about it. They've seen me long ago. This year, no? Last year, February. It's okay. Not that long. Many people don't see me. The Taiwanese, Chinese, all kinds. Eh? Singapore, Hong Kong. It's okay. But what I mean is this time it could do with a couple more people, you know? Like let them sit up there or something. Yeah? And when meditating, they can go home and meditate, or the English go home and the others stay. We could always arrange it. Or maybe the hotel next door. Yeah? Something. No, don't worry about it. It's done. Okay, you guys want to stay here or you go home tonight? Some are going home, right?
Stay.
You all stay here?
Yeah.
Do what? Sit? Sit until tomorrow?
Yeah.
We're home.
Some are going home, right?
No, this is home.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Should be like that. All right, if there's no more important questions, then you can, you know, go to sit comfortable in other room. And the ones who have not sat here before, just continue to sit here. All right? Okay. All right, see you later. And everyone else, please come down here and sit here, not upstairs. You fill in the gap or sit in the corridor, whatever, but not upstairs, okay? Now you guys are all right?
Yep.
Maybe I go up and teach them. Yeah. I still have lots. You guys can sit a little bit more tight, okay?
Yeah. Wait, I'm
actually
sitting on the side. Okay, don't worry. I don't want to disturb.
Okay, I go upstairs now. You guys should meditate. Okay?
Yeah.
You can fill in here when I'm not here. You fill in all the gaps, yeah? Nobody wants in.
Anyway. Thank you.
Tender-hearted viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Be Your Children's Best Friend, Part 6 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Seneca's Morals, Human Happiness is Founded Upon Wisdom and Virtue, Part 1 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May Allah protect all those who follow His peaceful teachings.
Vegan, 'cause we eat to live, not live to eat.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.